Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware, is nothing like the massive arenas where the major league teams play before tens of thousands of fans. There are no huge upper decks or expensive skyboxes. Only about 6,500 people can fit into Frawley. But that doesn't dampen the crowd's enthusiasm for their minor league team, the Blue Rocks. Some fans come early and watch the players warm up. Adele Taylor, who's been a Wilmington Blue Rocks fan for 15 years, sits in the first row near her team's dugout.
And then you get to know the players, like my Mr. Catcher here, Mr. Salvador Perez.
Taylor holds a stack of cards with pictures of each player.
The team puts out baseball cards, and just as a hobby, I get players to sign. I just do it to get to know them.
Bill and Betty McLaughlin also get to the game early.
Yeah, where else can you get seats for $6 behind home plate?
Good seats, good people. The people that work here are nice and everything, and I just enjoy it.
This is a very different setting than a major league game. Blue Rocks manager Brian Rupp says his players respond to that.
You know, most minor league parks are everything's a little bit closer. The fans are a little bit closer, and it is more of an intimate kind of setting. You know, you come out and you constantly see, you know, people wanting autographs, kids all around all the time, and the players are very respectful of that and take their time and sign a lot of autographs and get to know the fans a little bit, especially the ones that are here every night. It's a lot more fan-friendly.
All major league teams have minor league affiliates. The Blue Rocks are the farm team, as it's known, for the Kansas City Royals. Usually located in smaller communities, these teams are a training ground for young players to develop their skills and fine-tune their game. There's none of the glamour of the big leagues. These players travel by bus, not chartered airplanes. They work hard all season, playing a game almost every day.
Well, it just teaches you how to deal with failure.
Christian Colon, a 21-year-old from Puerto Rico and a star player at his California college, was a first-round draft pick for the Blue Rocks.
I'm going to fail in this game, and that's why you have the minor leagues. It teaches you how to fail, and then once you do, you learn how to rebound and find your way.
The hometown reception that players get undoubtedly helps them find their way. Here in Wilmington, as in other league communities, many players live with a local family during the season. 22-year-old pitcher Buddy Bowman has enjoyed that experience.
We have host families, and so the fans that really love the team, they get to take care of us, and we get to stay at their house for free. And it's a great way to kind of get out there and get to know everybody who's rooting for you.
Players and coaches give back to their community, visiting hospitals, camps, and schools. The team sponsors baseball clinics for kids. Before games, it recognizes outstanding students, exceptional youth sports teams, and kids with birthdays. 10-year-old Nicholas Marcosi is at tonight's game wearing his baseball glove. He's going to take part in an exciting baseball custom, compliments of a Blue Rocks donation to his school's fundraising auction.
I'm going to throw the first pitch of the game. My parents won in an auction.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
So have you been practicing?
A little bit.
As they practice, all the Blue Rocks players dream of one day being in the major leagues, and their fans dream along with them.
It's fun to watch them develop. It's an opportunity that they can, move on and get to the big leagues. I get very excited when they get called up.
You'll get to see the stars of tomorrow.
For VOA News, I'm Mary Sainer in Wilmington, Delaware.